about. I don't talk about third. We barely talk about gender on this show. And I also, while I don't make economic predictions typically, my expectation is inflation has peaked and will start to decline, and that we are getting closer to the stock market bottom. Now, obviously, that's kind of meaningless. We're always one day closer to the bottom, even if we're not there yet. But I don't even know what this person's talking about. And lastly, Claude wrote in, this Pac-Man guy is just a mouthpiece for the Biden gang. What a joke. Imagine how much education was wasted to create this propagandist liar. The one thing I don't think you can say about this show is that we're mouthpieces for the Biden gang. In fact, I find Biden pretty uninspiring, and he's done, you know, three or four good things and is otherwise exactly what I expected his administration to be. So maybe you're thinking of another show, Claude, with respect. Send in your emails to info@davidpacman.com. We have a great bonus show for you today. Sign up at joinpacman.com. I'm here outside when you're ready. Bring out the shots and confetti. You won't forget me, no, 'cause the days get better when you're here, so I gotta keep you near. Going crazy and I just can't get you out of my head. I've seen the atmosphere, you can feel it in the air. Getting crazy and I just can't get you out of my head.
Had a gun, him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program exclusively here on 88.3 FM at WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city.
Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it's Sunday, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. James Baldwin said, "The most dangerous creation of any society is the man who has nothing to lose." Anyone who has ever struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Are people happy in Johannesburg?
That depends on which people you're talking about. When we speak of people in Johannesburg, we have to be specific in that in South Africa, there are two separate communities, and that's the white community and the black community. I will speak for my community. I think we are happy. We dance, we sing.
About is to fight and liberate ourselves. What will happen after that?
Hi, everyone. This is Kevin once again. You're listening to the Jazz Corner and 1-to-1 for a Sunday. Some of the material that you will hear today is from a previously recorded program that we're going to air, but we didn't get a chance to because of a massive music weekend last weekend here at WRCT. So please try to erase some of the dated material that you hear. I'll try to edit it out, but if I can't, just don't go there. 1-to-1 continues in the Jazz Corner for a Sunday.
A lot of people on TV didn't expect a war like this to happen in, let's say, certain neighborhoods.
This is not a developing third world nation. This is Europe.
These are prosperous middle class people. These are not people trying to get away from areas in North Africa. They look like any European family that you would live next door to.
What could be a difference here from other conflicts, you know, that could seem very far away, you know, in Africa or Middle East or whatever. I mean, these are Europeans that we're seeing being killed.
This isn't a place, with all due respect, like Iraq or Afghanistan. You know, this is a relatively civilized, relatively European, I have to choose those words carefully too, city where you wouldn't expect that or hope that it's going to happen.
Wow. That was you choosing your words carefully? That was the careful version? So what were you going to say if you weren't choosing your words carefully? I just hope the next time this happens, it happens back in the Middle East where it belongs. Here's the thing, people. Here's the thing. Beyond the racism, right? Let's forget the racism. Oh, how I wish we could forget about the racism. You do realize that until very recently, fighting crazy wars was Europe's thing. That was Europe's entire thing. That's all of European history. They even had something called the Hundred Years' War. You understand how long that is? That's like a decade. They got a Nobel Prize because they stopped fighting. Imagine that. Now people are going to be like, oh, to see this in Europe, to see this. I'll tell you now, I don't know about you, but I was shocked to see how many reporters around the world, by the way, seem to think that it's more of a tragedy when white people have to flee their countries. Because I guess what? The darkies were built for it? I mean, you see how they run in the Olympics, Peter. Clearly God has given them this talent for a reason. I totally agree. I mean, even if this wasn't a war, these people would probably be fleeing their homes for fun. It's just who they are. Back to you guys in the studio.
Mm-hmm. is reality. There's nothing you can't bear. Yeah. Yeah. Ox Wilson. Ox Wilson. We thank God for you and your gift to us. Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz, blues, R&B, and more for you on a Sunday. Kevin Amos in with you. There are a couple of events coming up, and one of the events is from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly, Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Wyndham Pittsburgh University Center, which is located at 100 Linton Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. And it's their annual fundraiser, and tickets can be purchased by going to their website at info@allapgh.com. For more information, go to info@allapgh.com. Okay, you can email them at that address. And there are tickets available. And that's from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly. So that's some information there for you. Coming up next weekend, it's a massive music weekend here at WRCT Pittsburgh. And we have music that you've heard before or never heard before. A lot of different specials coming up between Friday and Sunday. So be sure to stay tuned to this station right here, 88.3 FM, or www.wrct.org for the details. Today there is an event coming up around 6 p.m., and that event is the event on the conversation about his current exhibition, Who Are You? The Black and Hoover Gardeners and Farmers of Pittsburgh Co-op will provide a farmer's market with planting and kits provided by Soul Sisters Plant Nursery, and other events include story time with Latia Buck, with the reading of Amber Learns the Alphabet, and a performance by the Cam Chambers and Band. And quarterly community days is sponsored by UPMC and the UPMC Health Plan. So that's it for now.
Santa. Rain, rain, go away. Come in some other day. Make no difference if you're sweet or hot, and give that thing everything you've got. Thank you.